Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Big media news. Chris Wallace is jumping from Fox to CNN. Chris Wallace from Fox to CNN to their new streaming service. He's been with Fox 18 years. Son of Mike Wallace, who was a legendary reporter and journalist going back many, many years. Chris Wallace had him a belly full of Fox. You know, whenever I think of that, when I was a kid, you know, I loved Westerns. I watched every Western I get my hands on. And there was one, it was a really grade, not even B, it was probably a grade D Western. A bunch of bad guys are holed up in a cabin somewhere and there are people out to get them. And all they have to eat is rice. And guy gets up and he says, "Had me a belly full of fried rice." And he walks out the door and of course he gets gunned down. Well, Chris Wallace had him a belly full of Fox. He had him a belly full of Tucker Carlson is what he had him a belly full of, and Sean Hannity is what he did. But, you know, you have a network that combines journalists of Chris Wallace's caliber, which is a very high caliber, and the Tucker Carlson who says that January 6th was orchestrated by the FBI and law and the left, by law enforcement and the left. That's not only a lie, but it's a toxic lie that gets some resonance in the real fringe areas of the right and really badly divides the country. And Chris Wallace finally said, "You know something? I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to be part of a clumsy right-wing propaganda machine." So Chris Wallace, you know, he mediated. He was the arbiter in that first debate between Trump and Biden, and of course Trump just went off. Chris Wallace was heavily criticized for not controlling him, and I think he said, "What am I supposed to do? Throw a lasso around him? I mean, the guy is crazy. He's a Frankenstein. He just keeps mouthing off, and yeah, you can tell him keep quiet. Doesn't do any good." So Chris Wallace was unfairly criticized there, but he's a great journalist. He really is a great journalist, and you know, without fear or favor, he pins down whoever he's interviewing. Like Chris Wallace. In any event, going from Fox to CNN, I think he starts with CNN after the turn of the year. And it's good and bad. It adds a good journalist to CNN. It's bad because it takes away one of the few remaining legitimate journalists from Fox. These Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and those folks. Let me tell you something. Don't be complacent about 2024. There was an in-depth poll taken, and this is a poll, and yes, it's by the Wall Street Journal, but which is a legitimate paper, even though it skews very Republican, but also it had Democratic pollsters involved. This thing is a scientific poll. It shows that in a presidential race in 2024, admittedly 3 years away, roughly, Biden 46%, Trump 45%, split right down the middle. Now, there's a couple of caveats there. First of all, Trump's net favorable unfavorable is minus 13%. He's 13% underwater, favorable unfavorable. That's 2 points worse than Biden. Biden is 11 points underwater. The fact is, the tough areas for me to swallow are that Trump is winning independents, and Biden and Trump are statistically tied among Hispanic people, Latino people. Now, that's dangerous because because Biden won independence and he won the Latino vote fairly handily, not as much as Hillary Clinton did. There's a sea change going on in some of the Latino communities. And incidentally, people talk about the Latino community as if it's a monolith. It's not a monolith. Very, very different. Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, every South American country, very different, very, very different. I lived in Mexico as a kid. I did the second and third grade down there, Mexico City, in a Mexican school. I was the only, my brother and I were the only Americanos in the school. My dad was doing research down there for his dissertation. He was a professor of Spanish. And it was a great experience. And I loved the culture down there. But the fact of the matter is, it's a very different culture from Cuba, from Colombia, from Venezuela, from Puerto Rico. You can't lump folks together. You just can't do it. In any event, whatever it is, a three-year-out poll is technically meaningless. It's kind of a, it's basically a name recognition poll. Obviously, the president of the United States has high name recognition, which can be good and bad. If you like what he's doing, great. If you don't, so what? But Trump is, as a former president, and he's only been out of office a year, not even a year. He left January 20th of last year. So he has that kind of name recognition. All of the other lowlifes on the Republican ticket, the Pences, the Cruises, the Hawleys, the Cottons, you know, the Rubios, all these people, these wannabes, they're all in single digits, maybe very low teens. The fact is that if Trump runs again on name recognition, he's liable to get the nomination. And then it's Biden against Trump. And I think Biden wins. I'll tell you what. In this last race, he won by 7 million votes. When you're the president, you take a lot of incoming, a lot of incoming. You know, you own everything. You own Afghanistan, Iran, China, Russia, Belarus, every sociopath, thief, jihadist, communist in the world. Suddenly that's you, your problem. I think he's doing a good job cracking down on these folks. Good job cracking down on these folks. And I'll tell you some very, very good news. Some very, very good news. There is a strong economic recovery going on. People talk about inflation. Yeah, I get it. It's up at 5.9%. COVID related in many respects, supply chain somewhat related. But last week, unemployment comp claims dropped their lowest level in more than 50 years, since 1971 and two. Unemployment comp claims. 181,000 claims, 184,000 claims in the week ending December 4. That was the last data we have. It's the lowest since September of 69, and I think may have been tied in the early 70s. At the end of November, it was 194,000. It's down. Is down. Before the pandemic, it had averaged 218,000 unemployment comp claims. Unemployment is down 4.2%, and there are way more jobs listed than there are people looking for work. To give you a comparison, 18 months ago, one week there were 6 million unemployment comp claims. 6 million. So when people go back to this poll, 46, 45, and they go, oh, Trump, you know, Biden, the economy, baloney, baloney. 18 months ago is 6 million. Now it's 184,000, and there are more jobs listed than people looking for work. Give me a break. But people are lazy. They're intellectually lazy. They'll go, oh, Biden and the economy. Biden, the economy, this is the best economy we've seen since the Vietnam War started to chip away at our prosperity in the 60s, when we were trying to fund guns and butter at the same time. Guns and butter at the same time. I mean, that's really what was going on. So don't sit there and listen to any guff about the economy. The economy is great. Unemployment is great. 184,000 unemployment claims as opposed to 6 million. Inflation ain't great. It's going to come down. The federal handle has gone up and down before. But there are warning signs. Yes, Biden is doing 2 points better than Trump on net favorable, unfavorable. But there's a shift among independents and a shift among Latinos. I think ultimately you have an incumbent president who's an honest man and a good man like Biden. He'll carry the day. He'll carry the day against a sociopath like Trump. But don't let up your guard. Do not let up your guard. We're going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.